Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The Illinois State Climatologist says January weather was colder and drier than normal in the state, without much snow. Jim Angel said on Friday the statewide average temperature last month was 24.1 degrees, 2.3 degrees below normal. And he says statewide average precipitation during January was 1.3 inches, about 3/4 of an inch below normal. And the National Weather Service outlook for February forecasts increased chances of colder than normal conditions in the northern half of Illinois. Well, the Bettendorf City Council may offer early retirement incentives to some of its employees. City Administrator Decker Plain says revenues come in lower than forecast, down about $1.2 million.
We had a decrease in our sales tax revenue estimates. The rollback went down versus up this year. We had expected it to go up. Our revalues were not as robust as we thought they would be. Our gaming revenue, we forecasted that a little more generous than it's appearing to come in. So there's a number of revenue factors here that since the first of the year all looked at as kind of bleak.
Nearly 30 employees will be eligible if Bettendorf aldermen decide to offer the early retirement program. Plain says they must be 60 or older with at least 10 years working for the city. If the city doesn't save enough money through early retirements, he says the council will have to decide whether to raise the tax levy or eliminate jobs. The governor of Illinois came to the Quad Cities today to celebrate Catholic Schools Week. He toured Jordan Catholic School in Rock Island, stopping in a couple of classrooms and then spoke to an assembly. Governor Rauner first told the children about a new state program called Invest in Kids. It provides scholarships for Illinois children so they can attend parochial or private schools.
So if your parents don't quite have enough money to be able to afford school like Jordan, we can have a scholarship so it can help pay for your school. So your parents can choose to send you to wherever fits you the best. It's a really wonderful program called Invest in Kids.
Then he reminded them about this year being Illinois' bicentennial and why they should have pride in their home state. Four presidents have lived here. It's been the home of famous authors and athletes. And it's where both nuclear power and Hostess Twinkies were invented. The governor told the children his job as governor is to make sure you have a great future and that it's an honor to work for them. Well, state and local police are preparing for one of their busiest weekends of the year. The Super Bowl has become a major party weekend, so officers will be out in force trying to find drunken drivers. Jason Wilson from the Illinois State Police District 7, based in East Moline, says during the Super Bowl weekend last year, troopers issued more than 1,700 tickets across Illinois for drunken driving, plus speeding, distracted driving, and not wearing seatbelts.
195 people were actually arrested for being under the influence of drugs or alcohol. What we also ended up having last year was we had two fatal crashes throughout the state that resulted from alcohol being used. And then the driver got behind the wheel and unfortunately made the wrong choice. And there were two lives that were paid for because of that.
And it's not just on Sunday, the day of the big game. Parties and the need for extra patrols start on Friday night, tonight, and continue through Sunday night. Wilson says a growing problem is distracted driving.
What we seem to be seeing is there's a lot of people that are driving distracted out there. They're doing a good job not getting behind the wheel under the influence, but then they go and pick up the phone. They turn around and talk to their passengers. They're looking out the window or they're looking within their vehicle. They're not paying attention to the road.
State figures show drunken driving causes more fatal traffic accidents, but the total number of crashes caused by distracted driving is many times higher than DUI. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.